Well, been waiting for my new favorite female comedian. She's one of us, Julie Scoggins, Woo! Back in the studio. Good morning, Julie.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Man, I'm glad to be back somewhere I don't need a translator.
Good to have you. It's just amazing all these years that we've missed you. Because looking at your dates here, rolling through some big show cities, going to be in Macon, Georgia, February 11th at the Cardiac Cafe.
That's at the Macon City Auditorium. That's big.
All right. Now, last time, well, you were with Ron White a few years
in
ago.
In 2004, there. I did that show with Ron White, and it's like 2,200 people. It's got a big old balcony in it. They sell it out every year for the Heart Association, you know, in conjunction with Valentine's Day.
Mm. Right.
But anyway, that thing's going to be awesome.
And who are you going to be with this year?
James Gregory.
How about that?
Funniest man in America.
Right. James Gregory and Julie Scoggins. Y'all listen to Macon. You got to make that show February 11th.
Tickets might be getting scarce.
So go ahead.
I'd go on and get on that. They have a website. Actually, you can go on my website for all of the dates that I have that I'm going to tell you about. You can go on juliescoggins.com and get info on all of them.
All right. Good deal, man. Good deal. So what you been doing since we saw you last?
Well, this coming week, I'm actually going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I like to go up there because I can go to the Harley-Davidson place.
Ah.
And I tell you something, though. I don't like going in January. That is the coldest I think I have ever been in my entire life. Last time I was up there, the high one before. And four.
It was four?
You know it's cold when the fat people are bundled up and moving fast. Let me tell you something. They were a blur. And the club that I'm working in up there is in the same building as the Topless place, which is a little intimidating as a female comic. But, I mean, you got to keep people's attention, you know. It's like kind of
I hope the doors are clearly marked so you don't get any.
Well, one's upstairs and one's downstairs.
Okay, good.
How you even get somebody to take their clothes off when the high isn't but damn four? Don't put your tongue on the pole. Your butt won't clock out till June. And they didn't make it. I know. I'm gonna have to hear all about the Super Bowl this year because they got their hopes dashed this past weekend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay isn't going to go. I mean, I love some cheese. That's some cult status of cheese up in Wisconsin. I love it, too. But you know what happens when you eat too much cheese? You might not boo-boo for a month. No wonder that football team's called the Packers.
Well.
They can't go potty.
Never thought of that.
I'm here to educate, man. They told me I had an accent. You believe that?
No.
Wisconsin. Like, they don't talk like the people in Fargo in that movie. I was looking for a town that's right outside of the city of Milwaukee, and they spell it Waukesha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Waukesha.
Uh-huh.
I walked into the McDonald's. I said, I'm looking for Waukesha. Oh. They said she off today. She be back Tuesday. You got the best laugh, Marcy. Can I make that my ringtone? Every time my phone rang, it went laugh like that. That'd be awesome.
Listen to
that's awesome. And I wanted to. I want everybody to be sure in the Charlotte area. Y'all come. See me, I'm doing a big Valentine's Day special, one night only at the Charlotte Comedy Zone up there at the NC Music Factory.
Yeah.
That is going to be big. Big. Get tickets. Go on julyscoggins.com or CLTComedyZone.
All right. Now, I see your next date, February 15th, you'll be in Augusta, Georgia.
Somewhere in Augusta.
It says somewhere in Augusta.
That's the name of the place.
They didn't just put it on the calendar and they weren't sure where it
y'all
was.
Y'all just that's figured actually, I didn't know where I was going. But that's the name of it, somewhere in Augusta.
Okay.
And then in Charleston, West Virginia, in West by God, March the 9th and the 10th, that's a Comedy Zone up there at the Ramada.
Oh, man.
Y'all got 107.3 up there. My buddy's BT's on the air up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brian Thompson. And Johnson City, Tennessee, up there in the Tri-Cities, March 23rd and 24th. I'll be at that Comedy Zone. That one's over there at the Holiday Inn.
Bam.
That is nice.
That's a nice club in there. Mm.
That's good. So good. Our peeps going to get a chance to see, man. That's nice.
All of those is all of your cities where y'all are, too.
Yeah,
so
man.
That's good. Did y'all have a bunch of trees and stuff cut messed up this past weekend with all them tornadoes?
Oh, yeah, the weekend. I got lucky. I didn't have any down on that.
Man, I spent all day Saturday, all afternoon Saturday, cutting it down a tree off of the roof of my house. Well, I didn't cut it down. I helped. Well, actually, I held the rope and then ran screaming like a girl when it fell. But
did you have professional help?
My husband.
So no.
That's not exactly. No. But he's got insurance. I don't. So let him get up there. He's older, though. I heal quicker. But we had to just flip a coin. But I tell you something. This has been weird. You don't see no tornadoes in January.
It is odd.
And I was in like Knoxville, Tennessee back in the spring when all those bad storms came through. I was at the IHOP. Okay, just checking the email. All right, that's what I do.
Sure.
And because that's how I roll. And yeah, they got free Wi-Fi and good eggs and bacon. And so I'm in there, and all of a sudden this storm is just getting awful outside, and the manager comes running in there and he goes, "Everybody get in the cooler." Everybody get in the cooler. I'm like, who's got a pistol? When you think we were getting robbed, if everybody came, it wasn't before people in there because the weather was sucky, you know. But everybody had to go. I took my laptop because you're not stealing my stuff while I'm all distracted up there saving my life in the cooler. And my car, oh my Lord. The servers all won't go home. You know, the minute the storm starts, you can't get people to work worth a damn. You know what? The servers all won't go home. Like it's safer in the trailer. You need to go over in the corner, roll some silverware for about 30 minutes. And this mess will pass, I'm sure. But my car did get some hail damage on it. It looks terrible now. It's a Civic, you know, which it wasn't that pretty to start with.
Well,
it was rounded. It kind of looks like a butt. But now it looks like a cellulite butt because it's got dents all in it. And I was all upset about it, you know, but I found out that's comprehensive insurance claim right there. Mm-hmm. No deductible.
Right.
I'm picking out paint colors, Jack. I'm going, it's going to be pimped out, you know. Had the insurance people at my house Monday morning, and y'all, I ain't bragging, but by Wednesday of the same week, I had a check in my hand for $1,800.
Bam. Oh.
I know it. I looked at that car. I said, you know, it really doesn't look all that bad. It doesn't. If I don't park that thing in the good light. My friends had hail damage on their car, and they let the heat of the summer sun pop that stuff out. I'm going to give it to August. I'm just saying. I'm going to give it a good opportunity.
Oh, y'all. Julie, you are something, baby. Y'all have got to catch Julie now going to Macon, Charlotte, Augusta, Charleston, West Virginia, Johnson City, Tennessee. Check her website out there. Let's get a bunch of hits on that thing this morning. Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Scoggins, S-C-O-G-G-I-N-S, JulieScoggins.com.
At Johnson City's the only place I ever worked named after a male body part. Oh, I've never been there. They proud of something in that town. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to go up there and see what kind of monuments they've erected.
I've seen your album cover with Colonel Sanders, so that's all I'm going to say about that.
Tastes like chicken.
All right.
Okay.
Yes,
sir.
All right, Julie. Hit the road, baby. We will see you back in here soon.
Thank you, honey.
You're the woman. Like you. All right, then. Oh, and by the way, Julie, have you some Frankie Boys? We got some catering done. Frankie Boys Restaurant in the Ballantyne area of Charlotte, North Carolina, in the Bilo Center. Man,
it's smelling good around here.
My boy Ed found that restaurant. I said, "Ooh, get them in here." So that's some good stuff. Thank the Frankie Boys. It's ready on the grill. All right, we'll join you in a minute. First, we got to get us a winner. I told you about the prize package on the current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?